devastated.
Aideen Ferry, a nurse from Boston, after the singer's Three Eras tour performances were called off, two teenage suspects have been arrested. CBS's Vicki Barker is at the foreign desk.
At least one of the suspects has been linked to Islamic State, and now Austria's intelligence chief says chemical substances have been found at the 19-year-old's house.
Austrian officials say a second suspect had begun working at the concert venue just days ago.
I'm Paul Ferry in Vienna. Talk to people who live here. They'll tell you they're in shock. They say this sort of thing just doesn't happen here. Talk to tourists arriving this morning. They're deeply sad, but still upbeat. They say they're going to make the best of their vacation.
Police in the UK say at this point, events in Austria will not have an impact on Swift's concerts scheduled for London next week. Tropical storm Debbie returned overnight. CBS's Carissa Lawson.
Debbie made its second landfall near Bulls Bay, South Carolina, on its way up the East Coast. The storm has drenched coastal communities in Georgia and South Carolina with record rain, powerful winds, and flash floods.
This woman in Alexandria, Virginia, is bracing for what's coming her way.
Get ready for Debbie.
Debbie's expected to weaken to a tropical depression as it makes its way north, all the way into New England. President Biden spoke to CBS's Robert Costa in his first interview since dropping out of the race for the White House.
Are you confident that there will be a peaceful transfer of power in January 2025?
If Trump wins, no, I'm not confident at all.
The election now.
If Trump loses, I'm not confident at all.
The election now just 3 months away. Another Russian-American is facing a potentially long prison sentence in Russia. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Ksenia Karolina has been accused of making a $50 donation to a charity supporting Ukraine. Now Russian prosecutors are seeking a 15-year sentence. Lawyers for the Los Angeles spa employee are hoping once she's sentenced, a prisoner swap will be arranged. Karolina was born in Russia but immigrated to the U.S. in 2012 and became a U.S. citizen. She was arrested after returning to see family.
50 years ago today.
I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow.
Richard Nixon announced he was stepping down as he faced imminent impeachment over the Watergate scandal. Vice President Ford was sworn in to replace him. Dow futures down 101. NAS futures unchanged. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. People in the Elmwood Park area are being asked to check their tapes. Racine County Sheriff's deputies are actively searching for two suspects involved in a home invasion on North Elmwood Drive Tuesday night. A homeowner ran from their home after encountering the intruders. The suspects, described as two white males wearing black ski masks, remain at large despite a thorough search of the area. The sheriff's office says they're increasing patrols and urging people to check surveillance footage. A clogged sewer pipe in Kenosha has left nearly two dozen homeowners cleaning up raw sewage. The blockage, linked to improper disposal of items like flushable wipes, resulted in several inches of sewage flooding the affected homes of the Whitecaps area. City Administrator John Morrissey says people should seek compensation through claims with the city as they investigate the cause and seek solutions. New tax talk was part of a Racine County board meeting last night. The finance department proposed a new 0.5% sales tax. It's just the beginning phase of talks with more discussions set for future meetings. Supervisors say they're considering the proposal as a means to secure additional funding for ongoing county operations. And the dates for Summerfest 2025 have been set. It'll start on June 19th next year and will again feature the three-weekend format. The kickoff event will include a Juneteenth celebration. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers win the series in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers bats with a big bounce back again. After a 10-0 performance Tuesday, Milwaukee came back with another 8-5 win last night to take the series over the Braves, and they did it against veteran lefty Chris Sale, manager Pat Murphy.
We forgot we faced Chris Sale. You know what I mean? Like, this guy's one of the best in the game, and he made big pitches at big time. He was tremendous. Had some things go our way, but we left a small village on base. But then we kept pecking away. Instead of getting discouraged, we kept pecking away, and you got to credit the guy. guys.
NFL, scary moment at the end of practice. Packers wide receiver Christian Watson went down holding his knee after colliding with a safety on a ball thrown by Jordan Love.
I thought it was solid. I'm glad, you know, Jordan, you know, took a shot on that one. Tried to go up and get it. I think we just came down a little awkward. I don't know if it was his, like, knee or his cleat, but something just kind of hit me in the knee. But I think it hurt a lot worse in the moment than, you know, I thought. You know, I'm just wasn't too serious.
That's wide receiver Christian Watson. The Packers play the Browns in Cleveland this Saturday with Sports on Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 82 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 57. Tomorrow, sunshine 74. Saturday, sunny with a high of 75. Current temp 62.
I am so sick of watching these reality shows on television. It's unbelievable. Is it a good one? Show. Sports is a reality show. I'm watching the Olympics. All right, they've completely turned the Olympics into a reality program. Before every competition, they always profile one of the athletes. Have you noticed every Olympic athlete has had the most miserable, tragic life? No, I'm watching the swimming in Australia. A couple of years ago, I felt like such a loser. In lane four is Svetlana Meshakova. She's swimming with two broken legs she got as she was pushing her parents out of a moving train as they were escaping persecution. In lane six is Alana Lalajeva. This is her first competition since climbing Mount Everest and falling. In lane nine is Michelle Navarro. She's dead. She died last Friday. She's floating in lane nine. And she's the favorite in this category.
And it is 7:06. It is a Thursday already. What happened to Wednesday and Tuesday? Where'd that go? My special guest, Executive Director of the Downtown Racine Corporation, Kelly Cruz, is here. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. We have some new businesses. We have some big events coming. But before we do all that, scoop in the loop. That, not growing up here in the Midwest, never heard of that before until my two guests, Jim Basir and Carol Gianforte, were talking about scooping the loop, I guess, when they were younger. And I never heard of it, but downtown, they had a giant picture of it when they were at the Golden Rondel on the big screen, and it showed the route you took for scooping the loop. And it was, you went through the downtown street, then you made you went toward the lake, came all the way around, and you did it again and again and again and again. You just did one of those the other day.
Well, we did. We had a scoop the loop First Friday theme. So we had a vintage car show, which was really neat. And people were scooping the loop in their hot rods and their cars. And it was really fun to watch.
The Racine, 9th District Alderman Terry McCarthy, he's also the council president. He came in here yesterday with his classic car in the parking lot, a 1952 car. Whoa, in mint condition. And our Sunday morning guy here, Lou Regani, he collects classic cars, and we were in the downtown parade, the 4th of July parade, and he had me in one of his 1955 cars. I don't know if people were smaller then or the bench seat. See, it was a bench seat. So if the driver wants to raise the seat, the passenger's got to go up with him. And my head was pressed against the ceiling the whole time. Thank goodness everybody's got control of their own seats now. I was trying to get my head out the window to say hello to somebody, and it was pushed against the ceiling. I couldn't do it. So that event was really good, right?
It was amazing. And people really loved looking at those classic
cars. Get a little closer
to
that microphone. I want everything you have to say.
Yeah, we had so many classic cars down there. And at the end of the night, I mean, people were doing some fancy things while they're scooping the loop. It was exciting.
They had the hydraulics on the cars.
Yes, they did.
They didn't have that back when this people were scooping the loop in the 1950s, early 60s here. Those things didn't exist. But now they can make the car jump around, and mine does that, but I have to hit a pothole to do it, but it does it. Well, that's great.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And
another successful event.
Yes, it was hugely successful.
Now, do you panic about the weather? See, I would. If I had an outside event, I'd be one of these people that would sit there, oh, Lord, please, no rain, please, no rain. I'd be hiring anybody to prevent rain from coming.
The biggest one I lose sleep over is party on the pavement. So actually today there's finally the 45-day forecast. And of course, I had to look at that first thing this morning.
You know what, though?
I know it's not going to be correct, but it's finally on the 45-day.
They have trouble predicting tomorrow, and you're worried about 45 days. If they just get it right one day in advance, I'll be happy. But anybody having an event this weekend, today's sunny, tomorrow sunny, Saturday sunny, Sunday sunny. I mean, perfect.
Yeah, we've got some great events this weekend. We've got the Bend and Brew Yoga, of course, every Saturday morning at Christopher Columbus Causeway, way at the east end there, right?
Bend.
Overlooking. Bend and Brew.
Oh.
So it's yoga, and then you
bend.
Bend, and then you get a coupon, and you can get a free coffee brew or beer brew or even a mimosa. For free, just for attending. And then we also have a really cool event on Saturday. We have two events. Of course, we have our live music concert series, Saturday Sounds on the Square, from 4:30 to 7. But during the day on Monument Square, we're also doing a Green Racine EV events, EV car. So we're going to have an EV trade show, EV cars and on display, EV motorcycles. There'll be a Tesla Roadster, a Cybertruck out there. So just a really cool, you know, come explore green alternatives for energy.
The future of the world is at Monument. It's a Monument Square.
It's going to be a Monument Square, and it's also affiliated with the Hotel Verdant. So they're going to be giving free tours of the hotel, showing off all of the ways that they are LEED Gold certified, which is a very high standard in the industry to get. Because of all of their initiatives in the green space.
I remember when I first got I bought my Camaro in 1975. There was a sign in the Camaro, right on the gas thing, unleaded only, because people were using leaded gas up to that point. And then I was panicking. Am I going to find a gas station that sells unleaded? Can I find unleaded? What if I go on a trip and I can't find unleaded? Because they told me, don't ever put leaded gas in this car. You'll ruin the engine. And can't breathe at night, sleepless nights. Well, now we got battery-operated cars. What if I can't find a battery operator? What if I can't find a filling station? What if I can't find a charging station?
Do you know, though, there's actually 10 EV charging stations in downtown Racine that are all free.
Do they have one at City Hall?
The City Hall one hasn't worked in years. That's a very old technology, but there's eight at the Civic Center ramp, and there's two on Fifth Avenue.
Wait, where's the charging stations again?
So there's eight in the Civic Center ramp. So the charging itself is free. You do have to pay $3.50 all day for parking. And then there's also two on Fifth Street right by the hotel that are sitting there waiting for you. And then they're bringing in 12 more soon, coming soon.
How long does it take to charge a car, you know? It takes a long time. I think it takes a while. It takes about, you know, a minute and a half, 2 minutes to fill up a tank with gas. But I think it takes longer to charge it.
Well, if you're parked anyways.
Yeah, I guess so. But, oh, man, I can't imagine sitting in on a road trip. It's the future, and this is going to be it. I mean, the next two generations aren't going to know what gasoline is. So, wow. Okay, that's good. So when's that event, the EV event?
The EV event is this Saturday. Monument Square and the Hotel Verdant are hosting that, and it's from noon to 5.
All right. Now, today, Racine's Harbor Market is 4 to 7 p.m.
Yeah, and this is the time of year where...
Perfect weather,
great live music by the forecast, and you know, all of the produce now is like tons of produce options. So this is the time to really stock up for the fall and winter, because there's just going to be a lot there. We've only got one more Harbor Market after tonight. So if there's your honey that I know you love, or if there are... So,
no, my honey loves honey.
Yeah. You know, if there are products that they're not going to be around until the next summer. So come down tonight, stock up, listen to live music. There's a beer garden. Almost 40 vendors will be down there. It's going to be great. And then also Festival Hall has their Hot Harbor Nights, which is free live music down at Festival Hall. And that starts at 7. So perfect evening. Come down to Harbor Market. Get your produce and your specialty goods, or stop at one of the food trucks, and then go down to Hot Harbor Nights at Festival Hall.
I like the way you said it, stock up, like a squirrel putting nuts in his pouch.
Yeah, stock up.
Take advice from the squirrels. Every fall, they're running around crazy through the streets trying to find food for the winter. How do they know the winter's coming? I mean, how do they know that? How do they know they have to get enough nuts and they fill their pouches with? How do they know this? The humans don't know that kind of stuff. We get stuck in the winter. Oh, I didn't get salt. Oh, I didn't get a shovel. The squirrels know more than we do. And they know how to walk on telephone wires. We don't.
Being prepared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's today, the Racine Harbor Market. Now, tomorrow's Music on the Monument. Well, you really use that Monument Square, don't you?
We sure do. Yeah, it's so beautifully placed in the heart of downtown, right on Main and 6th Street. It's very versatile in the way we can utilize it. It's nice.
I love seeing pictures from the 1800s, because it was called Haymarket Square originally. And you see hay wagons there with horses. And here we are walking on the same spot where the horse-drawn carriages were in the 1800s. I mean, this is what it was used for. And it's still there. Nothing's changed. And the thing is, there's one constant on Monument Square. The monument.
Yes. And the cannons.
And the cannon, too. Well, that's been moved around. They cleaned and taken. But the monument's been there. The same people who were selling hay in the 1800s.
I wonder if it's that same seagull that's up there, too, every day from the 1800s.
The building just north of Monument Square. Remember that thing fell down from the building?
Yeah.
There's a ledge up there, and there's always seagulls sitting up there. My wife said, it looks like the commission looking down. They look like a bunch of judges up there just looking down at the crowd from the roof of that building.
Yeah, that's a beautiful... That white building there on 5th and Main is... it's actually called the Haymarket Building.
Oh, it's a really?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you live and learn something every day. My guest, Executive Director of the Downtown Racine Corporation, Kelly Cruz, is here at 716 at WRJN. More with Kelly coming up in just a moment.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Olympics are underway in Paris, and did you know the Badger State is well represented? 18 athletes on Team USA call Wisconsin home. There are two from the northwestern part of the state, Kenny Benarek, a runner from Rice Lake, and weightlifter Mary Tyson Lappin from Eau Claire. Two from northeast Wisconsin qualified. Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh and plays basketball, and Madeline Wanamaker is a rower from Nina. 14 are from the south central and southeast area, ranging from Margarita Vincenti, competing in fencing. She's from Hartford. Palin Jacobson from Elkhorn is a wrestler. Marie Laborde qualified for judo and is from Kenosha. Then we have Lauren O'Connor from Belleville, Sophia Vitas from Franklin, and Nick Rusher from West Bend. They're all competing in rowing. The Olympic Games continue through August 11th. Go team! Until next time, I'm Terry Baugh.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. Right. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or take it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Happy 8 Collectibles. Dive into a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Every shelf tells a story with vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and much more. Visit their showrooms in the lower level of Southridge Mall and near Entrance G of Gurney Mills Mall. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Let's say hello again to Executive Director of the Downtown Racine Corporation, Kelly Cruz, is here. Before we talk about some events coming up, we got some new businesses.
Yes.
Let's talk about some of those. We'll break them up a little bit. So tell us business one. Now, four had a big ribbon cutting.
Yes.
And the fifth one just opened up. Move closer to the mic. I hear everything you have to say here. I don't want to miss a word. Okay, so let's talk about the new businesses downtown. That five businesses, that's big.
Yes, this is big. So the first one is the Midwest Boaters Club, and this is where you can now officially rent kayaks, paddle boats, and even jet skis, which is great. So finally we have a way to easily have access to the water, even if you don't own a boat. So that is located right off of the Main Street Bridge by on Dodge Street there.
Want to hear my jet ski story? All right, here's a jet ski story for you. So we're up in Pike Lake. It's way up north in Wisconsin. And I'm not an outdoorsy person. I'm just not. But I go with the flow. I was with a bunch of people. And they say, all right, we got a jet ski. I want you on it. Next, you try it. Well, I didn't want to wear my glasses because if I drop them in the water, I mean, I'm dead. That's it. I'm done. I can't drive. I can't do anything. So I left my glasses there and I'm driving the jet ski and I had some trouble with it. It was sputtering. Anyway, I got it working again out there. But now I couldn't see the shoreline. I couldn't see where I was supposed to go because I had my glasses on. And now I don't know where I am. And I'm looking all over the shoreline and I'm going in and I don't recognize anybody as I get closer. I drifted so far out of the way and I spent the entire half hour, where am I? Because there's all these resorts up there and they all have their own docks and everything. I think the best thing to do is wear something like goggles over my glasses next time so I can see where I'm going. Yes. But that was my story. And I spent the whole time trying to find the shoreline because I didn't have my glasses on. And they said, what were you looking at? We saw you looking. I said, I'm looking at a blurry line of people. That's what I'm looking at. All right. So go ahead. I'm sorry for interrupting with my bad eyesight.
No, that's okay. So yeah. So Midwest Boaters Club, it's a great way to get out on the river or the lake portion, whatever you feel most comfortable with. The second business that opened is Bridge Tender Tavern. So this is also on Dodge Street, right over the Main Street Bridge. Many of you might remember it as John's Dock.
Oh, probably a couple years ago.
So now this has been completely renovated. More outdoor seating. They've got really good food. Oh, my goodness. I tried one of their cheese curds there, and they are not your typical cheese curd. They look different, taste different. You have to try their cheese curds. They've got hot, they're known for like hot dogs and brats and really nice, just quick food.
Brats and cheese curds.
Oh, goodness. Oh. Yes.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I'll put on the music. Let's get out of here. Let's go.
It just really beautifully redone. So now what's really great about that is I think a lot of us remember years ago when, you know, Chart Room was active and Livingston's was active and that whole area along the river was, well, it's back to being active again. So you can park and you can go between those two restaurants. Yeah. They've really activated the space between there. So they always have cornhole going on, live music outside. It's just, it's really been a game changer for that area, which for so long was so desolate, even though it's beautiful right on the river there. So Bridge Tender Tavern, give it a shot. I'm telling you, you will definitely enjoy it. And then our third business that...
Before you get to that, could you still bring your boat up today?
Yes.
That, you know, when I was eating there before in its incarnation, I was sitting there, a boat, I said, they're going to hit us. No, they're just pulling up. Getting out of their boat, and they're going to eat, and they can get back in their boat again.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
And if you never liked that sand that was kind of to the side, that John's Dock put in a bunch of sand, and I always hated it getting in my feet whenever they had live music and stuff. That's completely gone. It's just nice. Tons of parking, tons of outdoor seating. You got to get there.
That sounds great. I love it.
Yeah. The third business that opened up is something that's really exciting, I think. Every downtown should have a bookstore. So this is vintage and modern books. And you guessed it, there's both vintage books and modern books, right? Heather and Adam are the owners. They just love books. They've really done a great job. This is on the 400 block of 6th Street. Some people might remember it as the Cobblestone. So it's a very beautiful building, but the name Cobblestone was on the top there for quite some time. But yeah, they have all of your top sellers, you know, New York Times bestsellers, if you want to get that. They also can find hard to find books for you. And then they have a really great selection of just high end vintage first edition books.
I still read books. I love books. As a matter of fact, we have a local Racine author. I'm reading her book right now. And actually, my wife's reading it to me because I love to have books read to me. I don't like reading them off Kindles and stuff. I like paper in front of me. I don't know why, but I like to hold a book. Maybe because that's the way I grew up. I don't know. Hold on. We've got to take a quick break. We've got Paul Harvey coming up in just a moment here. But we're talking to Executive Director Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation. Still have more new businesses to talk about. And we also have some more events to talk about happening downtown. It's 7:25. It's time for Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story on WRJN to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN. Call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. You could be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story.
The rest of the story. Ernestine and her friends were talking in the living room. Suddenly all eyes turned toward the doorway, for they're gyrating furiously, apparently uncontrollably. It was Ernestine's small daughter. Was something wrong? One of the house guests asked anxiously. Ernestine gave a weak smile, shook her head, said the little girl was simply showing off. But she was not showing off, the child protested. She was dancing. And yet unappreciated, as always, or so it seemed to her. The youngster was shooed away. Retreating to her room, she contemplated the cause of all of her trouble. It was her big sister, Barbara Jean. Oh, Barbara Jean was perfect. The perfect sister, the perfect everything, the smart one with the long, pretty hair and the oh-so-beautiful face. If only the little girl could just hate Barbara Jean, it might be easier somehow. And yet big sister was so very lovable that not even her jealous sibling could conjure antipathy, just a little resentment and a lot of envy. Mother and Daddy liked Barbara Jean best. Of that the child was certain. If only there was some way to get her parents to notice her for a change, the little girl thought. Then she remembered the song. She had heard it on the radio. Her parents seemed to like it a lot. And so encouraged by the prospect of yet winning over her mother and her mother's friends, the youngster wiped away a tear of disappointment with the back of her hand. She marched back to the living room, and there, poised in the doorway once more, she gave out with a most dramatic version of the song they'd been hearing on the radio, Your Cheatin' Heart. Flash forward four decades. Barbara Jean, the elder sister, had accomplished everything that her family ever imagined that she would and more. She became a doctor, then a medical professor, and last autumn, she became the first African-American woman ever to head a United States medical school, Ohio University's College of Osteopathic Medicine. But something came of her younger sister's envy also. More specifically, of the little girl's determination to compete. For standing in the doorway of the family living room some 40 years ago and believing that no matter how long she lived, she would never be as pretty, she would never be as smart, she would never be as popular as her big sister, that child, in a desperate bid for her own mother's admiration, sang, Your Cheatin' Heart. And her singing held the house guests spellbound. The audience was enthralled. And that was but the first enthralled audience of many to come. For once upon a time in apartment 23, at 5736 Antoine Street in Detroit, there lived a youngster who made up her mind that she would be noticed. And she was. Gladly she would have settled for just being pretty like Barbara Jean and intelligent like Barbara Jean or talented like Barbara Jean, but she grew up to be all of those things. Beautiful, intelligent, and talented, and one more thing, the supreme, unchallenged queen of Motown, Diana Ross. Now you know the rest of the story.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. People in the Elmwood Park area are being asked to check their tapes. Racine County Sheriff's deputies are actively searching for two suspects involved in a home invasion on North Elmwood Drive Tuesday night. A homeowner ran from their home after encountering the intruders. The suspects, described as two white males wearing black ski masks, remain at large despite a thorough search of the area. The sheriff's office says they're increasing patrols and urging people to check surveillance footage. A clogged sewer pipe in Kenosha has left nearly two dozen homeowners cleaning up raw sewage. The blockage, linked to improper disposal of items like flushable wipes, resulted in several inches of sewage flooding the affected homes of the Whitecaps area. City Administrator John Morrissey says people should seek compensation through claims with the city as they investigate the cause and seek solutions. New tax talk was part of a Racine County board meeting last night. The finance department proposed a new 0.5% sales tax. It's just the beginning phase of talks, with more discussions set for future meetings. Supervisors say they're considering the proposal as a means to secure additional funding for ongoing county operations. And the dates for Summerfest 2025 have been set. It'll start on June 19th next year and will again feature the three-weekend format. The kickoff event will include a Juneteenth celebration. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Boy, any roadside stand or farmer's market these days is flush with fresh Wisconsin produce. But some of our growers, their season is already past. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. Up in Door County, they're drawing to a close the Wisconsin cherry growing season. Jim Sequest is one of those that's wrapping things up already, looking ahead to 2025. He's also a member of the Wisconsin Cherry Marketing Board. And he says it is one of those industries where you need to capitalize on the good years and plan for the poor.
Yeah, it's been, I would say, a fairly depressed. It's a very much a feast or famine business, where it's a very perishable crop, and the market is a volatile one, where it can be very, very good, very good, higher prices, and then it can be very poor when there's too many. So, and we've been in that valley for a few years, and that's not keeping the interest up of a lot of, especially smaller growers.
That's Jim Sequest from Sequest Orchard in Sister Bay up in Door County, also a member of the Wisconsin Cherry Marketing Board. He said 80 years ago, there were more than 700 cherry growers in Door County. Today, less than 10.
Big opportunities don't wait for the winter meeting season. Stay in the know now with Compere Financial's AgriMindset webinars, where industry experts bring you the latest in ag, and you don't have to leave the farm to listen in. Join us August 21st at 1 o'clock for an in-depth hour on navigating technology investments to benefit your farm in today's market. Sign up for Compere's next AgriMindset webinar at compere.com/register. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
You're invited to Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County for this year's Farm Technology Days, growing to the tune of success. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the future of agriculture. There's also food trucks, music, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 13th through the 15th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
And again, a big crowd last night at State Fair Park in West Allis for the 2024 Wisconsin Governor's Blue Ribbon Livestock Auction. The Grand Champion Steer sold for $35,000 to Kenosha Beef. The exhibitor, Luke Andis from Burlington. The Grand Champion Hog sold for $22,500 to Interstate Parking. A record-breaking Grand Champion lamb sale last night sold for $21,500 to Molson Coors. And for the very first time, the Governor's Blue Ribbon Livestock Auction included a meat goat. The very first meat goat sold for $10,000 to Meijer. We'll get you more updated figures on that coming up later today. That's a look at food news on a Thursday. I'm Pam Yonke.
WRJN Weather.
partly cloudy today. We'll get to 82 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 57. Tomorrow, sunshine 74. Saturday, sunny with a high of 75. Current temp 62.
I served jury duty one time, and they would put us in the jury box and ask us questions. And if the lawyers didn't like your answer, they could kick you off and send you home. One of the questions was, have you ever been the victim of a crime? I realized very quickly everyone's trying to get out of jury duty, so everyone's trying to top each other so they get kicked off. It's like a game show. I'd never seen anything like this. Number one, have you ever been the victim of a crime? Yeah, I was mugged three times, twice at knife point and once at gunpoint, and I had my car stolen from my driveway, and somebody took my pet from my yard, and somebody smacked me, and that made me cry. Okay, all right. All right, number two, have you ever been the victim of a crime? Yeah, I was mugged five times, three times at knife point and one time at gunpoint, and another time at another point. And I get carjacked every day. And when I walk my pets, people go, give me those! People are always hitting me with bricks. I'm always sobbing and weeping uncontrollably. Whoa, hey! All right. Number three, have you ever been the victim of a crime? Yeah, I mugged seven people. I stole nine cars. No, victim. Oh, victim. Oh, no, no.
You ever serve on jury duty before?
Yes.
Yeah, I never did. Move close to them. I got to hear everything. I don't want to miss a word from you. I've never served. I'm one of these people, every time I call up, you know, they have your number. They said, you know, you can go home and sleep in your bed tonight. You're not on jury duty. I wanted to be. I want to send someone to the electric chair. And there's, you know, what did you do? Well, I have like unpaid parking tickets for a year. The gas chamber. You know, that, I want to be able to do that. And I never had a chance to do it. They never let me on a jury. And I think I'd be a good juror because I think I'm pretty fair.
You might have just jinxed yourself. You're probably going to get a notification in the mail now.
We heard you. You're not going to be on jury duty. I would love to do it. And I want to give, you know, when the lawyer's speaking and he's got a murderer up there who we know is a murderer because he confessed to him. Now he says he's not guilty. And I want to go, you know, roll my eyes, go, the defense attorney, you know, let him know one of those. I'd last 9 seconds on a jury. Your Honor, that man over there is making faces at me. Number eight, will you please get off the jury? Go home. That would be me. Okay, Kelly Kelly Cruz is here, Executive Director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. And it's 7:36, by the way, on a Thursday morning. So we're talking about some new businesses. We talked about the new restaurant by the Main Street Bridge. And that one is called?
Bridge Tender Tavern.
Bridge Tender Tavern. Obviously, it's by the bridge. They worked it into the title. We have the Vintage and Modern Bookstore. What's correct. The name of that? Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. It says it, Truth in Advertising. All
yes.
right. Did we get to the third one yet?
Midwest Boaters Club, where you can rent kayaks, paddle boats, and jet skis.
That's right. I have my famous jet skis, ski story. And now we got two more to talk about.
Yes, we do. So the other one is on the 600 block of 6th Street, and it's called Unraveled Creative Studio. Now, let me tell you, this ribbon cutting had more people at it than I ever could have imagined. This is a yarn, knitting, crochet, all of those arts and crafts are in there, high end to low end. They have a beautiful selection, and this is so... needed and must be really wanted, because the minute though they opened up their doors last Friday, people just came in droves, and people were buying too. I mean, clearly they have stocked the right product. So if you are into any of that,
what is it?
Definitely.
What's check
it
the
out.
Product now?
It's like yarn, like yarn, okay. Knitting, crocheting,
yeah,
all of those in the arts and crafts realm, but really high end yarns available that you know. People like to be able to touch and feel it rather than just going online and buying that because it's different. So that is a wonderful place to stop at.
You watch the TV show Big Brother on CBS? You ever watch that?
No.
I do. I can't get out of it. Anyway, they have a contestant on this season, and what she does for a living is she knits. And she brought all her own hats to wear on Big Brother, everything she knits, so she can kind of advertise it while she's on Big Brother. But that's all she does. And she's got thousands of things. She just knits and knits and knits and knits all day long. And she's a young girl, too. So, you know, she's not, you know, You always picture some old, like Tweety Bird's grandma.
No, this is a. I know. This is really, yeah. This is a mother-daughter duo that is doing this, as well as the daughter's friend. And so, it's really this older generation meets newer generation. Yeah. So they have something for everybody. But yeah, it's making a huge comeback.
This is a young girl, and she's displaying. They're reviewing the contestants, telling you all about them. She's got this whole house full of stuff that she knits. That's all she does all day. And every time, you know, my mother used to knit, and she had two types of knitting needles, one thin one and one big fat one. I said, what's the big fat one for? And she goes, different kinds of things you want to knit. She knitted me sweaters. She knitted me everything, my mother. She was pretty good at it.
It's a lost art, but it's coming back.
So. Yeah, okay. And that's store number four.
Yes.
What's store number five?
Number five we have is Pub on 6th. Now, this used to be... it was Kelly's Tavern for a while. Before that, it was Joey's on 6th. So
Joey.
It's right across the street from City Hall. They've really redone the inside. They've repainted the exterior. It's ultra clean. That's one thing. First thing I noticed when I was in there, it smells clean. It looks clean. It is just, it's just a really nice neighborhood locals type of an establishment. Has a pool table for those people who like that. It does also serve exclusively Lee's Deli subs. So if you, everybody loves Lee's Deli in this town. And now,
big advertiser with us, yeah.
Yeah, they are really great in the community, very active. And so you can get your Lee's Deli fix there as well. So yeah, it's just great. They've got really cool happy hour specials. They're sort of known for this, you know, you get a really good old fashioned along with a frosty mug of beer combo. And so that's like what they're known for. And they come in these really cool glasses. It's like throwback glassware. It's really nice.
Where do you get your bands for Music on the Monument? You always have fresh new bands out there. Where do you find these bands?
Yeah. So we've got Shameless Place coming up this Friday, which they've never performed for us or haven't in years. Well, we have a really good connection in our office. Craig Audie, he is the lead singer in Mean Jake, which is, you know, everybody's favorite band in Racine. He has a lot of band connections, and he books all of the bands for us.
See, my brother had a band, and when he was in the 1960s, he had a couple of them, but he had one that was really very successful. And they used to play on the East Coast for groups like, and I don't know if you know these names, Ruby and the Romantics, the Shirelles, the Chiffons, the Shangri-Las, Little Anthony the Imperials, Benny King, the Drifters. So my brother played with all those groups, and he was a band, and they used to get, because he could read music, they used to hand him sheet music when they came in. No rehearsals. Here's the music. Be ready at 7. And that was it. But there were so many bands around, and I guess I don't pay attention. People are still making bands.
Yeah, they certainly are. You know, usually around March of every year, we book 30 to 40 bands throughout for the entire summer. So that's a lot of, and we always use local bands. So we want to make sure they're from the Milwaukee, Kenosha, Racine area for sure. And we've got some really amazing ones that have performed for us. I'm always blown away by the quality.
Yeah, it's, you know, you sit there, it's fun. It just, if you're relaxed, just let your mind get away from work and all your troubles, and just sit there. You got chairs on Monument Square, or you can bring your own chair.
Yeah,
or sit like on
last,
the Monument
last
steps.
Week we had a rockabilly type. They're called the Incorruptibles.
All
I don't know. Rockabilly was just very fun, and you know, first Friday we had Stone Theory, and they are a really good like 70s band, and they.
You got Taylor Swift coming.
Yes, that'll be...
that'll be for Party on the Pavement, yeah. Taylor will be there.
Yes, everybody. Taylor Swift is coming to Party on the Pavement, so and, be and downtown.
Then, and then we got the Rolling Stones for a nighttime concert. It's going to be some Party on the Pavement. We're only kidding. I just know someone's going to say, oh, I heard they're having Taylor Swift at Party on the... And we're kidding. We're having the Rockabillies there. It's not that. We're joking.
Yeah, no, we are joking, but...
But you can call her. She might come.
We do have a lot of great bands for Party on the Pavement. You know, there's four stages of live music during Party on the Pavement, which we haven't got to yet, but we'll get to that. We've got a couple other events to talk about.
Yeah, talk about them.
Oh, all right.
So we've got Saturday Sounds. You got Music on the Monument. You got the Racine Harbor Market. That's the second and last one,
so
right?
We'll continue our summer concert series and our Harbor Market through August. as well as the Bend and Brew. But coming up in September here, our September First Fridays is going to be a country theme. So we're encouraging everybody to wear their cowboy hats and bust out the cowboy boots. We've got a country band playing, so that'll be a lot of fun.
By the way, this city boy doesn't wear boots and cowboy hats. I'm not a hat person. And it just, I look goofy in a hat.
Put on a bandana or something.
I know, I'm just, you know.
Get in the spirit.
I know it. I know, and I see people wear this stuff. I'm just a city boy.
Yeah,
it just don't look good in that stuff. But other people do, so
it's going to be fun. Yeah. It'll be a really great theme. We are also bringing back on September 12th, we did an event called Feast on the Streets in May. And it sold out. It was a wonderful event. It's basically, so we're bringing it back for a fall edition on September 12th. What's great about this event is you get to eat at 10 different restaurants all in one evening.
Oh, I could do that.
Yeah. So we have everything from Mexican, Italian, Irish. You even get your dessert portion from Sugar Shack and Divino Gelato. You get to try all the new restaurants. So if you haven't been to Eve yet, you know, Eve will be serving beef tip street tacos. Yeah, they're doing some sort of street tacos. Marguerite is doing a mushroom type entree. Of course, you've got Mexico Lindo, who will be doing tacos. I mean, you really, it's bacon covered Irish bangers from Ivanhoe. So if you like food, and everybody does, you get to explore 10 different restaurants one night, all for just $40.
Boy, you can spend that at a fast food place with no problem with three people.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, that's great. You mentioned street tacos. Now, I did hear that phrase before. I'm not sure what it is, but I have heard that, street tacos.
They're just smaller, handheld.
So oh, is that what they are?
Yeah, so you'll get a couple small ones, and they, from the picture, they certainly look delicious.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, so Feast on the Streets. If you're interested, definitely go to our site and consider picking up those tickets now, because it will sell out. We only do
sell them out.
Oh yeah, we only do 200 tickets for this event, because we have to make sure the restaurants can plan accordingly.
Who comes up with all these ideas? I mean, you must have a team of people working on these ideas.
We just, you know, we're constantly looking at what other communities are doing and what's successful, and sometimes. This other event that is coming up in September I think it's an original idea that I came up with. It's called Soup and Steins.
Ooh, hold on to that idea.
Okay.
Hold on. Got to tease the people. It's 7:46 with local news. Timeless Hits at WRJN. Today is partly sunny with a high near 81. Becoming clear tonight. Low is 57. Sunny tomorrow. Sunny Saturday. Sunny Sunday with a high in the mid-70s. You have any events this weekend, right?
Oh, tons of events this weekend. Four events this weekend.
Sunny highs in the 70s. No humidity. Isn't that great?
Love it.
Oh, wow. All right. 7:47 now at WRGN. Local news. Timeless Hits.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pry Power chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
This year, Dell Technologies' Back to School event is delivering impressive tech with an inspiring purpose. Learn how Dell is helping ComputerAid, whose work is helping solar community hubs with tech and AI literacy skills to empower remote, displaced, or disconnected communities around the world. Help Dell make a difference and shop AI-ready PCs powered by Snapdragon X Series processors at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
It's 7:50, and with me right now is Kelly Cruz, Executive Director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. We talked about five big businesses just opening up brand new this past week. And we've got Party on the Pavement coming up, but it's not in October this year. It's in September.
Yeah, it's always the third week in September. It's been that way since I came on board. I kind of made it a little earlier in the year just because there were some Party on the Pavements where there was snow flurries. And don't like that.
What was I, in a coma? Why didn't I know about this? By the way, I got a picture on my phone of us doing our broadcast, A Party on the Pavement. And I'm there with David Mack and somebody used to work here. It's no longer with us, Tom Kramer. And we're all with winter coats on and winter hats. And that was Party on the Pavement.
Yeah, so
it was cold.
According to the 45-day forecast, it's going to be sunny and 70. It'll be perfect.
I love the way you depend on that 45-day. I work on the 24-hour forecast, and I'm not too thrilled about that one either because it could change on a dime. All right, so that's Party on the Pavement. And this, for people that don't know about Party on the Pavement, and Tom Kramer used to have a funny line about this. All right, maybe it was Lou Turner. And he used to say, I remember when they tore up downtown. I mean, it was really bad. I mean, they tore up the whole street. They were replacing it with brand new concrete, and it was a mess. And they got it all done. They had new concrete, new striping, new lines, new everything. It was perfect. And on the first day they were going to open up the cars, they said, no, we're closing it down on day one, and we're doing a party on the street. I just thought it was ironic, too, that you built this brand new road for cars, and the first thing you did was close it down to all cars and make it a party. And it's been like that ever since.
Yeah, and it's gotten bigger and bigger every year. For those who have never made it down there, it's Southeast Wisconsin's largest street festival. So we closed down 12 blocks of city streets there. We've got four stages of live music throughout the day. So it's a noon to 7 p.m. So it's a very family friendly, and we've got, you know, a BMX shows as well. We've got these dance battles that go on. We've got gymnastics people. We've got tons and tons of food trucks, hundreds of vendors. All of the downtown businesses are open and are doing awesome events and sales inside and outside of their store. And basically, it's just a day where you walk around. It's completely free. You walk around, you smell the delicious food, you hear the bands everywhere, and you support local businesses.
And that's on the first day of fall.
It's the 21st anniversary on the 21st of September.
Yeah, 21st of September. That's kind of neat. You got something else coming up here. I guess the Christmas parade is being held on the last day of September this year. Mm-hmm. Only, I know, it seems to get moved up. Oh, we're going to do it in September this year. You've got the Soup and Stein.
Yeah. So this is a kind of a crazy combination event that came to me, but I think it's going to be really fun. So everybody loves soup that time of year, September 28th. So you're going to get to try 10 different soup samples from 10 different downtown restaurants. So everybody loves a good soup. And then on top of that, you have 10 stops of Oktoberfest beer, and you get a beautiful, very nice glass stein. Then throughout these, it's a build your own event. The There's the 20 designated stops. You can go in any order you want, but we're going to have Lederhosen best dress competitions. We're going to have a brat eating contest. We're going to have the beer mug holding contest, Hammerschlagen going on. So it's going to be just, you know, eating, drinking, and fun shenanigan Oktoberfest themed games.
Now, I know you don't know the soups they're going to have, or do you? You don't know, do you?
Not yet. Okay. I'm still collecting.
Okay,
I know the locations.
Here's what I want. I had this at Little Bohemia. You know where that is in upper northern Wisconsin? That's where Dillinger had his big shootout with the FBI. They served wild mushroom soup up there. And I just wanted to have another bowlful for a meal. Actually, I had two bowlfuls. And it's just delicious. So if anybody can get wild mushroom soup.
I will be unveiling the list of the soups pretty soon in the next month or so. But I'm sure there will be some really good vegetarian options. But I'm also sure, like,
I don't care about vegetarian.
Ivanhoe will have their fabulous. Have you ever had the Lambeau stew at the Ivanhoe?
No.
Oh, that's got like brats and cheese in it.
Okay, now we're talking. What are they called? Oh, Lambeau, like Lambeau Field. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brat soup.
It's like cheesy brats in it.
Do they have it year round?
Yeah. It is good. You got to try it. But there's going to be...
Well, I know what I'm doing this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to make sure they have that. That sounds delicious. Yeah. And the Packers are playing Saturday.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
On WRJN, they're playing 325. WRJN will carry the Packers against the Cleveland Browns in Cleveland Saturday, August 10th, 325 p.m. Whoa. Forget about that wild mushroom soup. I think we found something cheesy brat soup. You called it Lambeau stew?
It's called Lambeau stew.
Oh, man. That's, are they open now?
3 p.m.
Could you run down and get me a... Yeah. We'll come right back. I'll leave the door open. And the guys with the water main break in front of the building, they'll let you through.
Yeah.
I hope you can get out of the parking lot. The whole thing blocked off. They broke the water main again in front of our building. I wanted to talk about something totally different for a few minutes here. So we were talking about the Olympics earlier, and I was talking about how Simone Biles just bends like I couldn't imagine a person bending. But you were a gymnast in school.
Yeah.
And you still do handstands.
Oh, my God.
You showed me a bit of you doing a handstand. How do you stand on your hand? How do you get the balance? How come you don't fall over?
I guess it's like riding a bike.
Oh, they always say that. Good. What are you going to be, 92 years old doing a handstand?
Absolutely.
I don't know how you do. You're standing on your hands, and you're not falling over.
That's sort of a, you have to if you're a gymnast, right?
Well, I tried to do in high school, they had us do headstands, which is a little bit different. You just, you know, balance on your hands, you balance on your head. I couldn't do that either. I got up there for a quarter of a second. So then they have kids holding your feet up while you're upside down. And I say, wait, my neck's breaking. Let go. Let me go down. You're bending my neck. I don't know how you do that stuff. I was able to do the horse, the pommel horse. You know, I did that. I did the parallel bars, but not the uneven parallel bars. I mean, I don't know how you women do that stuff, smack into those bars and everything. But you did that. That was one of your prime events.
Yeah, I did all through high school. And,
doesn't it hurt when you whack your stomach into that thing?
When you learn how to do all of that.
How to whack your stomach into the uneven parallel bars? Whoa. What other events did you do?
The balance beam, floor exercise, vault, and the bars.
Here's what I did on the balance beam when I had to do it. I just got up there and ran from one side to the other. They wanted us to get in the middle on one foot. I couldn't do that.
Well, it's not really a guy's event anyway, so you...
They made us do it.
Yeah.
Mr. Michelle, Rosen, you're next. You better not fall this time. I'm marking everybody. You're going to get grades and stuff. And I didn't fall, but I ran as best I can from one side to the other. We also had the Swedish box. Do they still have that anymore? That springboard, when you spring on that springboard and go over the box.
Yeah.
We had a guy in school, Michael Fierst. He was a smaller guy, but he went over the thing and he broke his back. And for the rest of his life, he walked crooked.
Wow.
I mean, and he never grew. That was it. And he sued the school, I guess.
During gym class?
Yeah, during gym class. And he sued the school because he didn't want to do it. And the coach made him do it. And he walked crooked for the rest of his life at an angle because his back was broken.
Sad.
And, yeah, it was sad. And so, you know, I'm watching what's happening to him. I got to go over this box. He just sprang too hard. And he went flying on this spring because he was a small guy. And he never touched the box. He just went over it and landed right on his head. And he broke his neck and back and everything.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's tough. I don't know how you do that stuff. Are you watching the Olympics at all?
All of the gymnastics, absolutely. And I have been watching quite a bit of the other when I can. I've watched some sports I've ever really watched before, so it's been interesting.
Are you in front of the TV saying, oh, I could do that. Oh, I did that. Oh, that's easy. I've done that. Simone Biles is nothing. I've done that. Now that, you know, it's something when you get a one of the gymnastics routines named after you, and now it's the Simone Biles quadruple or whatever it is.
The vault, yeah, that she does. Yeah, she's got three skills named after her now.
And it's funny because in the Tokyo Olympics, she said, I'm done. I'm going home. She had some kind of mental breakdown or something. She's going home. Who knew she'd make a comeback like this?
At 27 years old. Wow. That is hard as a gymnast.
Is it really?
Yes. It gets very.
Is that like Medicare old when you're 27?
It really is.
Is that like Social Security? Got to collect Social Security old. 27, huh? Wow. You think she's done?
Yes.
Does he retire on a high this?
Yeah, definitely.
And the swimmers, they are fast. My daughter was a swimmer for 4 years in high school. And I'm watching some of these swimmers. They are fast. I mean, now America now owns the America has the fastest man in the world. And he won by like a hundredth of a second. You know, I don't know how people do that. All right, quick. Give me the names of the five businesses that opened up.
Okay, we've got Midwest Boat.